If you get out there, what are you afraid people are going to see? I work with a lot of people who are really just afraid to be seen for themselves and who they are. That's like the question that I constantly ask people is like, what are you afraid people are going to see?
Hey, fellow nurses, welcome to the best place for you to learn all about nurse coaching. I'm Heather.
And I'm Peter. We're co-founders of the Nurse Coach Collective, where we've helped thousands of nurses find more freedom and fulfillment by training them to become board-certified nurse coaches.
If you want to help your patients prevent, treat, and reverse disease through holistic lifestyle coaching.
If you want something more from your nursing practice, then head on over to nursecoachcollective.com.
Together, we're transforming healthcare one conversation at a time. But for now, let's jump into today's episode.
Welcome back, nurses and nurse coaches. I'm Peter Giza, hosting the Nurse Coach Collective podcast here today, and I am joined by the amazing Sean Arsenault, Nurse Coach Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome, welcome. Super, super stoked that you are here. And quick introduction. Sean is a former oncology nurse turned board-certified nurse coach and business mentor, helping other healers learn how to take up space, be seen as their authentic selves, and share their healing gifts with the world. When was the moment where you decided to, I guess, kind of go all in on yourself and start to really build your practice? Like, what has that looked like for you over the past few years? And like, how have you been able to come as far as you have in a few years' time? Like, what's been your journey?
I had to move through the fear of staying in my comfort zone. Like, that's kind of what helped me really go all in and really try to build my practice. Was obviously nursing was this really comfortable place. Like, I knew how many hours I needed to work to get a paycheck that paid my bills and all of this stuff. And it was leaving like the confines of that structure that really scared me, that really freaked me out. But after doing the program and then just like receiving my own support around like just the mindset shifts I needed to make to be able to build my practice, I noticed that I thrive in the uncomfortable. Like, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good, right? Like, it's very dysregulating. But I also know that on the other side of like, of that comfort zone is where growth happens. And whenever I'm in that growth process, like, so many other doors open. I'm able to be more creative. I'm able to be more myself and help more people. It was about, I think, almost a year ago, probably a little over a year ago, that I left my full-time job, and which was a really scary thing for me to do, like losing all of the things like the benefits and the 401k and all of that. But I knew that if I stayed attached to where I was comfortable, it was going to dampen my potential to be able to help people in the way that I really want to, in the way that I know intuitively I was really meant to. So obviously I got a lot of support. I was working with, you know, a nurse coach, like business mentor myself, to help me shift my mindset into more of that growth mindset that y'all talk about inside of the course. That was a game changer for me, you know, making that decision to leave my job and go all in on my practice. After that, I probably had several years of transformation crammed into like 3 or 4 months. Because after I left my job, I started seeing like wild success in my practice. And I also just felt so much happier. I felt so much more fulfilled. I felt like I was actually living my purpose.
So you like hand in that piece of paper, the resignation, right? And it's almost like you're at the same time handing yourself like the ticket to your potential. So you bring on these mentors, you're working with all these people, you're doing all this work on yourself, Sean. And like, what did you build? Like, what did you build first that kind of set in this chain of events to allow you to completely step back from the bedside and like, you know, start to replace your income and all of that and to support yourself in that way?
The thing that came up for me as you were asking that was like the first thing I really, really started to focus on was connecting with people, like connecting with people and actually like sharing what I'm doing. I literally would talk about nurse coaching to anyone and everyone. Like, I reached out to a lot of my old coworkers from whenever I worked in oncology. I've reached out to like just random people in my community. I went to a lot of networking events. Like, I actually like went out and connected, not to like sell myself, but just share what I was doing. And that connecting, like, I mean, I did some mad connecting. I was at a networking event almost every weekend. I was constantly emailing and messaging people and really just wanting to like find the next person that I could serve. And it ended up turning into a bunch of little like beautiful things. You know, I created my first few one-on-one clients. I started to connect with a program director at a nonprofit here in Washington where I live that serves like that does like survivorship programs for cancer patients. And oncology is like one of my huge passions. I loved being an oncology nurse. So those little things. And then, you know, obviously like previous students and my own classmates would message me asking for me to support them. And so there's a lot of different ways that I've been able to practice, but it all started with me connecting with people and just like being visible, being seen by people, which, you know, was kind of scary too. But also like, if I wasn't visible, who would know? Who would know what nurse coaching is? And who would know that this is something that could be a thing, you know?
John, can you talk a little bit more about that partnership that you did create? I think it'll be helpful to like hear a little bit more about the specifics of working like the survivorship program that you've co-created.
One of the things that I did after I graduated from the course was I stayed connected with some of my contacts at the hospital that I used to work at. And one of the social workers connected me with the program coordinator at this nonprofit here in Washington. And they contract with a bunch of different hospitals to provide like survivorship services, like support groups and free classes and webinars and things like that. So that's kind of how I started. I started with just being brought on as a support group facilitator and then hosting some free workshops and things like that, some of their programming. And then eventually I started to, you know, stay connected with the program coordinator. And we came up with a few ideas for how to support oncology providers. And that was like one of my big passions. Yes, I love supporting patients and things like that. But just speaking from the provider standpoint as an oncology nurse who got extremely burnt out and was experiencing a lot of like secondary PTSD and just all of this stuff that comes with being in a really critical area in healthcare, I started to work with her on developing a program, like a 6-week program for oncology providers. So it basically takes them through, you know, how to prevent burnout and compassion fatigue. Well, first, like really understanding what that is and how that manifests realistically in their lives, and then giving them some tools and resources to be able to move through that and, you know, create a way to practice healthcare and medicine in a way that feels in alignment with themselves as a healer and with what's in their hearts. Because everyone, you know, most of the people in healthcare that I've met have gotten into healthcare because they want to help people. And yet, you know, we're in this system that doesn't really allow us to be our authentic selves or take care of ourselves or, you know, practice mindfulness at all. So we developed that program, that 6-week program, to kind of help oncology healthcare providers really take some time for themselves. And, you know, it's been pretty successful so far. We've had 2 rounds of it, and I've just gotten like really positive feedback from the oncology providers who have taken part in that series.
Why do you think you're receiving such positive feedback pertaining to this?
One, you know, this was a service that was free for the providers who participated, right? Like the organization sponsored the creation of this 6-week program. But two, I also think that it just gives them a space to actually think about themselves, not in a selfish way, but in a way that it kind of like gives them that perspective of, hey, if I don't take care of myself, I'm not going to be able to take care of my patients. And a lot of the things that I brought to this programming, it's not groundbreaking stuff. Just bringing them to the forefront of their attention and having them think about it and doing, you know, visualizations and mindfulness exercises on what kind of day they'd like to have at work. Finding a few minutes every now and then to take a deep breath somewhere or spend a little bit more time with a patient, connecting with them and holding their hand. There's so many different little moments that I think are taken for granted inside of the healthcare system. And this just allowed them to be more present in both their life outside of work and inside of work. And I think that's why the feedback was so positive is because it just gave them permission to like be themselves and be present and not to get so caught up in all of the restrictive structure of the healthcare system.
I think that's groundbreaking, Sean. I'm super stoked that that organization brought on you and your expertise and that you've been able to build that. All right. So you got your fingers in here. We're working with this organization. What else you got going on inside your practice?
I do a lot of different things. So I coach a lot of nurse coaches starting out their business because, you know, within the first year and a half, maybe of my practice, I was able to create a six-figure practice. And whenever I,
that's after sick. Doing yeah, you should that, say that again real quick.
So within the first like year and a half of practicing after I graduated from the collective, I created a six-figure practice. And like, I mean, it's so after doing that, naturally I had people coming to me asking me for support and asking, you know, like, okay, I want to create that too. How do I do it? So I do support a lot of nurse coaches in business. But I also support them in life and health and wellness too. So there, you know, I have some clients that I'm supporting with business coaching. I also do coach a lot of like nurse coaches and anyone like in the healing space, healthcare providers, doctors, you know, massage therapists, counselors, in basically prioritizing themselves so that they can show up for their patients. I can think of like one in particular, one client that I'm working with in particular who has the goal of, yeah, creating her business and stuff like that, but her first priority is her own health. And, you know, I kind of have my fingers in both areas. And then of course, you know, I support new students in the collective and I'm really passionate about giving people like the confidence that I didn't feel like I had at the very beginning, like making that transition a little bit easier for people so they know like, hey, this work is actually happening. Like you can do this and be successful at it. Because so many people before them and even myself have done it.
What I also want to point out is something that kind of goes back to where we started in the beginning of the conversation, which is doing the inner work, right? When you're supporting your clients, you're supporting them in whatever business that they're trying to create as a healer, but also we're supporting their health and their well-being and their inner worlds. Because what I have personally found is when I completely neglect my own health and well-being and I focus like 100% on the business, like it just all kind of, I can do that for a minute. You know, I can be like, all right, man, this week's going to be crazy. Like, I know this week's going to be crazy. I'm going to do my best to get in some workouts. I'm going to eat well, but like, that's as good as I'm going to be able to do, right? But in the rest of the time, like, I really, really focus on my health, my well-being, my happiness, my relationships, because I know like, if that part of my life isn't thriving, then my business, it just slowly starts to suffer. And then I can't figure out, I'm like, what's going on? Like, why aren't things working the way that I want them to be working? And it's because those two worlds aren't fully integrated together. So I value what you're saying because like that's the approach that we take as nurse coaches, period. You know, we always have that relationship. If you can't take your clients any deeper than you've gone yourself, you can't take your business any deeper than you've gone yourself, right?
Yeah.
You can't take your practice to new levels if like you're still neglecting your own health and well-being and happiness. And so I think that's just like such a quintessential nurse coach approach that you're taking, Sean, inside of your practice. And I value it so much.
Thank you. Yeah. It's just like perfect example of how everything is connected. You know, like I notice that whenever I'm like burning myself out in my business and I'm scheduling, like I'm over scheduling myself and I'm like working really, really hard and I'm neglecting my own like physical health and my own mental health, like it shows in my business. So finding a balance between the two of those things has been a really interesting journey, just especially now becoming a new mom. Like I'm really starting to like to find harmony between all of the different roles in my life that I have.
This is a really important subject to talk about because so many nurses have families. And if we don't have parents, then we have other responsibilities and all of these other things that like have to collide while also creating what it is that we want to create in our practice. So what are you finding like right now to be the most valuable thing for you in like managing all those things together and thriving in all those different areas?
The thing that popped into my head first was being okay with receiving support. I'm a pretty hard worker and like I'm a go-getter and I love to do things myself. I'm a type A personality. So like I like to have things done. So letting go a little bit and allowing myself to be supported by the people in my family, the people on my mentor team, my clients, just allowing myself to be supported and letting go of that. I have to do everything myself. That's been probably the most important thing for me lately in balancing and creating harmony between my role as a new mom and being a business owner and a nurse coach who supports so many people.
You know, when we get into private practice or when we get into business as nurse coaches or whatever it is that we're creating, it's almost like we completely wipe the slate clean and we forget that we have so much experience delegating as nurses.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, and I used to like run an entire ER and
there's
like
so
not
much
touch a patient or do anything with my physical hands. Like I would just kind of like run the whole ship as the charge nurse. You know what I mean? It was just like just delegation. So like we can't forget that we have that and that capacity and like how useful it is, you know?
I use that all the time with my clients of like, think of connecting with people or enrolling people into your programs or your coaching services. Like think of it as just like a new nursing skill. Like whenever I first think about learning to start an IV, I was so bad at it. I was like so bad. I missed every single IV for the first 3 months of being a nurse. And then after 3 months of trying over and over and over again and like, you know, adjusting my technique and doing things a different way, trying out new things, trying out different setups, something just clicked. And I barely missed after that. And so I always bring like that analogy into like my coaching with my clients because nurses are so good at delegating and at performing skills. It doesn't matter what they are. Like as long as you can learn and practice, and this is no different. It may be like not exactly tangible, like starting an IV or, you know, doing some other type of nursing skill in the hospital, but the principle is the same. The idea is the same.
Anything else kind of floating around for you that you want to say to the nurses, the nurse coaches inside of the collective? Mm-hmm.
Just emphasizing that importance of like doing the inner work because all of it kind of stems from that. And if I wasn't willing to do that, I wouldn't be here. If I wasn't like willing to go deep inside myself and like face some of my demons and experience just a little bit of pain to be able to do that, because it is kind of a painful journey too. Like a lot of old stuff can be brought up, a lot of like old traumas or old beliefs about yourself. And that inner work is so important though. And I think knowing that I'm not alone, knowing that I wasn't alone in doing all of that really helped. Because it can feel really isolating whenever you go on this like deep, like transformational personal development journey. But having a community of other nurse coaches to be inside of the course and then like afterwards, having that community really helped me like move the needle forward every single time because I knew I wasn't by myself. I knew I wasn't doing this work all alone. Even though it was my own personal experience, I still felt like collectively we were all lifting each other up. To the people who are listening who are in any way like afraid of like getting out there, putting themselves out there or doing the inner work and facing things that like you may have buried, you're not alone. Because all of us have done it and we continue to do it.
First question I would ask to nurses and nurse coaches listening is who do you have or who can you bring into your circle in order to forward like the next phase of your journey? What program do you not need to sign up for if you want to become a nurse coach, right? That's an obvious, easy next step. Right. Nurse Coach Collective, obviously.
Hello, 100%.
Yes. But, or maybe it's like, following up with some other nurse coaches who are doing something similar to you and learning from them. But it's so, so important. Like, so who do you need to surround yourself with in order to enter into the next phase of your nurse coaching journey? And Sean, what would be one or two questions that you would posit for inner work, like in order to like define that, in order to like gain a little bit more clarity around that? Like, what would you ask of somebody listening right now?
If you get out there, what are you afraid people are going to see?
If you get out there, what are you afraid people are going to see?
Yeah, because like I said, I work with a lot of people who are really just afraid to be seen for themselves and who they are. And that's like the question that I constantly ask people is like, what are you afraid people are going to see? And if they do see that, I mean, like, chances are if you are afraid people are going to see a certain aspect of you, there are so many people out there that are afraid of the same thing. They're just not wanting to voice it. And you being the voice, me being the voice, like all of us voicing our authentic journeys gives everybody else permission to step into that same authenticity. It calls people forward to do that.
Yeah, like normalizes the whole thing.
Yes.
I think pretty pictures on Instagram are still awesome. Yeah. But I do believe that like the days of the highlight reel are coming to a close and people can see through it, right? You know, I still want to see pictures of people in beautiful places. Like, cool, awesome. But like when I'm learning about somebody's journey or hearing about it, like I want to see more of the realness and the humanness behind it, because otherwise it gets a little stale. And it's, I think we're becoming as a people, as a society, like a little bit numb to that. And it's not like if we're trying to connect.
Like, yeah, that's the word that came up for me is connect. Like you can't connect with people unless you're being real and authentic and completely yourself. And same thing with like just connecting with our patients too. Like they can tell whenever we're in there and we're not being totally ourselves. We're kind of removed from our interaction with them.
Sean, thank you for sharing everything that you've been on, your entire journey, and being real and being open and honest about it. I think it's incredibly valuable. I've had a lot of fun learning and going a little bit deeper than maybe we normally have time for in our day-to-day interactions. But
yeah,
I'm super, super grateful to have had this conversation with you. Congrats on your parenthood. I think you're crushing it in that realm in conjunction with everything else. And Sean, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for spending this time with me here today.
Thank you so much, Peter. I so appreciate you having me on. And thank you for everything that you and Heather have done to pave the way for all of us.
Nurses, nurse coaches, nurse coach Sean, you can check out her links in the description here below. Go check out her work. She does incredible, incredible work, as you've been hearing for the past 40, 45 minutes here. And y'all, thanks for spending time with us here, the Nurse Coach Collective. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to nursecoachcollective.com, where you can start your journey to becoming a nurse coach and get in on the most transformative specialty in nursing.
Create more freedom and fulfillment in your career and connect with some of the coolest nurses on the planet. We've got our free training and tons of resources to help you get started. So go to nursecoachcollective.com.
That's nursecoachcollective.com.